WRS.
Health Matters is brought to you by Clinique Générale Beaulieu, multidisciplinary private clinic at beaulieu.ch.
You're listening to Health Matters. My name's Dr. Michelle Wright. On today's show, we'll be talking about some of the issues around infertility, a problem that's on the rise in Switzerland, with an estimated 15% of Swiss couples experiencing fertility issues. We'll be looking at some of the reasons behind these rising figures, as well as perhaps some slightly controversial options available to couples facing fertility problems. I'm joined from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States, by Mindy Berkson, a fertility consultant who runs Lotus Blossom Consulting. Mindy Berkson, welcome to Health Matters. Thank you for taking the time talking to us today.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, you might be saying, why do we have an expert from the United States joining us? Well, Mindy travels regularly to Europe to work with intended parents. And she's worked with a number of couples living in Switzerland who are seeking treatment for infertility either in Switzerland itself or in the United States. And Mindy's also established some strong relationships with several clinics across Switzerland. Mindy, can we start with these statistics? 15% of couples in Switzerland have fertility issues. That's one in six couples. Can you explain to us some of the main causes of infertility, the main reasons why couples might have problems conceiving?
Sure, because I know that that statistic is just staggering. But the main reason for infertility to be so prevalent today, not only in Europe, but in the United States as well, is delayed childbearing. Women are consciously choosing to delay childbearing for advanced education, for careers, for finding the right partner. And all of these things play into the fact that as a woman ages, so do her eggs. And as these eggs age, the chances of success or the chances of conceiving successfully are greatly diminished. And if it's okay with you, Michelle, I'd love to share another staggering statistic, which is that at the age of 27, fertility begins to decrease. By the time a woman is 30 years old, 90% of the finite egg supply that she is born with is already depleted. And of course, as the years go on, that 10% remaining supply greatly diminishes.
What about lifestyle as well? So we've talked about the fact that, you know, age is a massive thing here. But what about lifestyle? How much of an influence can somebody's lifestyle have on their fertility?
Well, lifestyle, there's always environmental factors that can affect fertility. Things that we encounter in the everyday world, such as radiation. I mean, a great example is the cell phone. Men carrying cell phones in their pants pocket is probably not the best spot to carry that cell phone. Other factors could be overweight, underweight. Certainly smoking can diminish fertility. So I think there are a lot of lifestyle changes that can impair the ability. I don't know that they're necessarily the sole cause for infertility.
Now, if a couple does have problems conceiving, obviously, you know, this can be a really quite overwhelming thing for them and certainly a very stressful thing. But there is help out there and there are options available. And obviously, you know, the treatment needs to be tailored to each couple's specific problem. But what are some of the latest advances in fertility treatments in Switzerland that you're aware of?
Well, the environment for fertility treatment in Switzerland is very restrictive because legally there are not a lot of options available. There's basic options such as the diagnostic screening. There's estrogen-inducing drugs that help to increase egg production, inseminations, ICSI procedures, and basic IVF. ICSI procedures is intracytoplasmic sperm injection, where they're actually injecting a single sperm into an egg and more or less forcing fertilization and then going through an IVF process, in vitro fertilization. But that's really the extent of what is currently available legally in Switzerland. And often, treatment or successful treatment requires a bit more advanced methods and sometimes third-party reproduction. Third-party reproduction meaning egg donation and or surrogacy. And these options are clearly not available in Switzerland. And this is why I've been working with so many couples from Europe and Switzerland to come to the United States and explore these options that truly increase their chances of reaching their end family building goal.
Now, as you've mentioned already there, you know, the surrogacy and the egg donation is prohibited. It's not legal in Switzerland, and that's the case in many European countries as well. But I think sperm donation for the purposes of IVF is allowed. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But sperm donation, if there's not a male factor issue, then this really keeps the couple at bay, and they really can't explore their options in Switzerland.
So you've helped a number of couples living in Switzerland travel to the USA to undergo egg donation or to take part in surrogacy. My question to you is, what are the legal implications here? I mean, are people resident in Switzerland permitted to travel to other countries for this treatment if the treatment is prohibited in Switzerland itself?
Well, you can obtain a birth certificate and U.S. citizenship for the baby that's born in the United States, and then traveling back to Switzerland with your baby, you can then apply for dual citizenship once you get back to the home country, and or relinquish U.S. citizenship based on your choice.
And so do people who are traveling to the US for this treatment, do they have to be US citizens themselves, or can they be Swiss citizens or citizens of another European country?
You could be citizens of any country, and if you just choose to explore healthcare treatment abroad, you just need to be aware of how to effectively work within the U.S. healthcare system to help maximize your chances of success and minimize your financial expenditures. And I think this is probably a very overwhelming and scary point for many of my clients from the very beginning. But because there's such a drastic difference in our healthcare systems, it's very important to understand how to work within the U.S. healthcare system if you're looking to explore treatment options here. And proper planning, building the foundation before going to embryo transfer, in my experience, has been the most essential piece in helping my clients to maximize successful treatment and mitigate their financial expenditure over time.
You're listening to Health Matters. My name's Dr. Michelle Wright. I'm talking today on the show with Mindy Berkson, who is a fertility consultant who runs Lotus Blossom Consulting, and she's joining me from Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. I know in Switzerland earlier this year there was a lot of press about when a woman from Bern travelled to Georgia to obtain a baby born to a surrogate mother. What kind of controls are there with regards to surrogacy in the USA? I mean, for example, I'm presuming that there's a very strict consent system in place.
Well, Michelle, that's an excellent question. And this, too, is something very important when you're laying the foundation for your surrogacy cycle. The laws vary from state to state in the United States, and it's very important when selecting a surrogate candidate that the laws in that particular state that she resides in and that this surrogate will deliver in suit your individual situation. So, for example, if you are a heterosexual couple or a same-sex couple, or if you are a single intended parent, these all play into how the laws affect parentage or how you would get your name on the birth certificate. Now, further complicating that may be things such as, are you using donor egg or donor sperm? Who is the biological parent? And these two often play into the laws depending on what state the surrogate's from. So very important before choosing your surrogate to know the laws in that given state. And this is something that I work very closely with my clients on before we choose any candidate to make sure that we can get their name on the birth certificate at birth or shortly thereafter.
Now, we've talked about surrogacy there. Let's just concentrate on egg donation if we can. If a woman is coming over to the US and you're helping her find an egg donor, and then she is, you know, the baby is then growing inside her, what does that mean in terms of the pregnancy and the care that she gets? I mean, is she then able to travel back to Switzerland or back to Europe again, or does she have to stay in the US for her pregnancy?
She does not have to stay in the U.S. at all, and very often we can coordinate care among the fertility centers in the two countries. But truthfully, Michelle, at 8 weeks of pregnancy, there's no reason to be at a fertility center anymore. That woman is then released to her OBGYN for continued care throughout the pregnancy.
And there's not an issue because of the whole fact that egg donation is not permitted in Switzerland. There's not an issue with women continuing care during her pregnancy in Switzerland.
To my knowledge, the answer to that is no.
Now, what about footing the bill? We've already mentioned that investigation and treatment for infertility can be very costly. Is there any advice that you can give about how couples can finance such expensive treatment options?
Sure. In the United States, there are many ways to finance treatment options. Some include financing through the fertility center. Others include financing through other programs. I am a service provider for a surrogacy program that allows me to offer loans at 0% interest. Of course, those parameters also depend on credit rating and qualification. But there are ways to help offset the expenses of going through an IVF process. And again, this is something I work very closely with my clients on, the financial and estate planning aspects of their treatment cycle. There's a complimentary ebook that I have available on the homepage of my website, www.lotusblossomconsulting.com. And while not everything in that ebook may apply, I think it's very helpful to those who are looking for financing options.
Now, this is a huge topic, Mindy. Perhaps I'm being a bit unfair in asking you this. We've already touched on the fact that that kind of navigating through infertility issues can sometimes be a very overwhelming and stressful process for couples. Mm-hmm. I imagine that a big part of your work is helping couples work through the emotional stress. Again, do you have any advice or any information that you can give to couples related to this?
Well, what I always try to do with my clients is help them to balance hope with caution. And doing that is really building in options for Plan B in the event that the implantation does not take place the first time. At least we have Plan B in place. Helping my clients build for the end family building goal instead of just being focused on one cycle, I think overall helps them emotionally, physically, and financially to get through an IVF process. But for everyone, it is very different. So my consults are very unique to individual situations.
And if people want to find out more information, they want to read more on the internet or you know, they're thinking about all of their options with regards to fertility, are there any websites or any books or any further information that you can suggest to them?
Well, there's a lot of information on my website. Again, that's lotusblossomconsulting.com. And also, if there's anybody who's interested in just speaking with me, I'm happy to do a complimentary consultation by phone or Skype, whatever is most convenient.
That's all we have time for on Health Matters today. My thanks to our guest, Mindy Berkson, fertility consultant. I'm Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.
WRS.
Health Matters is brought to you by Clinique Générale Beaulieu, multidisciplinary private clinic at beaulieu.ch.